This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. The government has approved six major proposals with a total investment outlay of around 95,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the decisions taken in today's Union Cabinet meeting covers several sectors.
करीब 95,000 करोड़ रुपीस के टोटल फैसले आज के
डिसीजंस वर्थ अराउंड 95,000 करोड़ रुपीस हैव बीन टेकन इन टुडेज कैबिनेट मीटिंग दीज डिसीजंस कवर सेवरल सेक्टर्स रेलवेज हाईवेज रेलवे बोनस मैटर्स एंड शिप बिल्डिंग मेजर रिफॉर्म्स इंक्लूड अ फेलो प्रोग्राम फॉर आवर ह्यूमन रिसोर्सेज एंड रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट एक्टिविटीज अलॉन्ग विद एन इंक्रीज इन द नंबर ऑफ सीट्स इन मेडिकल एजुकेशन
में नंबर ऑफ सीट्स को बढ़ाना
द मिनिस्टर सेड The cabinet has approved a comprehensive package of nearly 70,000 crore rupees to revitalize India's shipbuilding and maritime sector. The government also cleared payment of productivity-linked bonus, that is PLB, of 78 days to 10.191 lakh railway employees.
रेलवे के कर्मचारियों के लिए बहुत बड़ी ये खुशखबरी है
देयर इज अ बिग न्यूज फॉर रेलवे एम्प्लॉइज अ प्रोडक्टिविटी लिंक्ड बोनस हैज बीन अप्रूव्ड टुडे इन द कैबिनेट द ऑनरेबल प्राइम मिनिस्टर अनाउंस दैट अ बोनस ऑफ 1,866 करोड़ रुपीज फॉर 78 डेज विल बी गिवन टू ऑल रेलवे एम्प्लॉइज अराउंड 10,90,000 एम्प्लॉइज विल बेनिफिट फ्रॉम दिस
कर्मचारियों को इसका बेनिफिट मिलेगा
Payment of PLB to eligible railway employees is made each year before Durga Puja and Dashera holidays. In other major decisions, the Cabinet gave its nod to the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research, Council of Scientific and Industrial Research Scheme on capacity building and human resource development for the period of the 15th Finance Commission cycle, 2021-22 to 2025-26. The government also approved major expansion of postgraduate and undergraduate medical education capacity in the country. Under third phase of centrally sponsored scheme, 5,000 postgraduate seats will be added. Simultaneously, CSS will be extended to create 5,023 MBBS seats. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved doubling of the Bakhtiarpur-Rajgir-Tilaiya railway line section and construction of four-lane Sahibganj-Ariraj-Betia section of the National Highway 139W in Bihar on hybrid annuity mode. In Chhattisgarh, 71 Maoists, including 21 women, surrendered before the security forces in Dantewada district today. Police said 30 of them were carrying a combined reward of 64 lakh rupees. The Maoists surrendered under the influence of the Lone Varatu or Return to Home campaign being run in the district. Officials informed that under the state government's rehabilitation policy, the surrendered Maoists will be provided an incentive of 50,000 rupees each, along with other facilities, including skill development training. Authorities have imposed strict restrictions in Leh following violent protests demanding the advancement of proposed talks with the centre on extending the sixth schedule and granting statehood to Ladakh. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Kavinder Gupta, has strongly condemned the violent incidents and appealed for peace. He said that the centre is ready to talk and the violent incidents that occurred today in Leh are against the history and legacy of Ladakh. Mr. Gupta appealed to all sections of the society to engage in peaceful dialogue. Super Typhoon Raghasa has wreaked havoc across Southeast Asia, including Taiwan, Hong Kong, Philippines and South China, leaving a trail of widespread destruction. In Taiwan, 17 people have died while 18 injured as powerful storm continued to batter its coastal areas, bringing heavy rainfall. Four people lost their lives in Philippines. Nearly 2 million people have been evacuated from southern China. In cricket, India has set a target of 169 runs against Bangladesh in a Super 4 match of the DP World Asia Cup at the Dubai International Stadium tonight. With a blistering knock of 75 by Abhishek Sharma, India made 168 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. Hardik Pandya scored 38 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.